And welcome to Takaro, the podcast where we break down the news of today for you. In today's episode, we cover the Taiwan earthquake, an update on the war in Gaza, and there is a part 2 of Moana coming. But let's start with the Taiwan earthquake. Taiwan, an island in the middle of the East China Sea and the South China Sea, faced their worst earthquake in 25 years. It was hit with a 7.4 magnitude earthquake that saw buildings crash and crumble and get destroyed. And the most unfortunate part was that there have already been at least 200 aftershocks. Aftershocks are smaller earthquakes that occur in the same area during the days and weeks following a larger earthquake, also called main shock. This earthquake has caused major destruction to buildings and property and even injuries to humans. There are still people trapped in buildings, and we really hope for their speedy rescue and recovery. Our next story is the war on Gaza. Multiple countries, including the US, have started putting pressure on Israel to end the attack and allow aid, medicines, and food to come in for the people in Palestine. The pressure has finally led Israel to agree to open up a few more ways in which this much-needed aid can come in. There is a lot of pressure right now on Israel to make sure innocent people are not injured in this attack against Gaza, and we really hope they listen. Now on to Moana. Yes, there is a Moana 2 coming out in November. Maui, Moana, Hehe, all of them return for Moana 2 this year, and my daughter cannot wait for this. Honestly, nor can I. How about you? Are you waiting for Moana 2? And lastly, let's move on to a fascinating story of how technology is evolving and the power of magnets is playing a key role in this race to build more and build better technology. So from the BBC, we see a report on the power of magnets and how it's becoming a critical part of the technology landscape, redefining everything from surgery to space travel. Did you know that magnets are used by surgeons in surgery? There are robots that are used by surgeons to be very precise and accurate while finding and fixing things inside the body. And these robots actually use magnets to reach and hold the internal organs better than any human ever can. Magnets are used in everything from electric cars to those big wind turbines generating electricity, and even the brakes and roller coasters. So they're going to be a very, very important part of technology and the future of how we build our planet Earth and everything within it. Until the next time, see you.